John Richardson Show.
With John Richardson.
Welcome to Whoop Whoop, that's the sound of the fire alarm. Subtitle, I think, May Your Towels Always Be Fluffy.
Yeah.
Both suggested by Susie Ruffle, who is our... I'm going to say co-host is what I usually say, but I think really host this week, given the way I behaved. I'm really nervous about this podcast because something happened in that first hour that my energy was not appropriate for broadcast.
I think you're being too hard on yourself.
No, I think you were all being too hard on me and you made me feel like I'd gone mad.
I think this is normal for you.
Yeah, but there was a lot of checking in and there was a lot of are you all rights, and I feel I said too many words.
There was a moment when I thought you were doing an impression of Busta Rhymes.
Yeah.
But other than that...
I would say in terms of like the time we spent on air and that first hour was probably consistent with our output, but the number of words I said in that hour was probably double what I might otherwise. I've not slept very well.
And you were on your own last night, so you got a lot of conversation to get out.
Yeah, that's true.
Maybe you didn't hit your quota of words for the day yesterday.
No, I didn't.
So they've fallen into today.
I didn't do a lot of talking yesterday. I did a lot of walking around in the rain, looking at people out, having a good time. Anyway, I'm portraying a very sad man. I had a lovely day. But it's a lovely podcast and very nice stuff. A new feature, Being Born. You'll hear it if you want to join in straight away. It's John at absoluteradio.co.uk. We'll see you on the other side.
John Richardson.
And the John Richardson Show.
Thank you for joining us. I'm here with Susie Ruffle.
Hello, John.
Thank you for coming. I apologise that Will and Charlie didn't make any noise there and it was really tense.
Yeah, it was. And it made me, yeah, I mean, I don't feel great.
It's why I recorded
it's nice
this.
To be here.
So I recreate the idea that they're pleased that you're here because
you
can see now you just get stared at from across the desk.
How did you get those claps? Did you text a group of friends and said, Susie Ruffle's coming, could you send me some whoops?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, that is Judy Dench, Stephen Fry. Are you all right?
I'm very well, mate.
I'm going to ask properly in a bit. That's just to like, are you all right? But let's not get into anything because we're going to have a proper chat about how you are in a bit. I've made that sound like it's an intervention and it's not.
Yeah, you really have. Like it's therapy.
We need to have a proper chat about how you are. But I always start by recapping last week's show.
I'd love to hear it.
And you can't do that later on. So you have to do that. You have to say like previously on the John Richardson Show.
Totally. It comes at the top.
But it does mean that I ask how you are and I don't really care.
Okay.
Because we've got business to do in the first link.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean?
Do you want to ask me again?
I'll ask you again in a bit.
Okay, not now.
No, I think you've established that you're all right.
Okay,
now.
I'm all right, yeah. Do you want to do the unfinished business? Sorry.
Yeah, well, just because I think it's our thing that we do.
Totally. Sorry, I'm getting involved.
I want you to be involved.
I don't want to be in the way.
Is this the worst one we've done at the beginning?
Yeah.
Have I made it weird?
Yeah.
It's because you said to me before, it's good that you're not in your own head about all this, because I read the text number but not the email, and you said, why didn't you read the email? And I gave you a 4-minute description of why didn't I read the email. And
that now was good, I think, that bit.
Do you know what it is? I think that coffee was too strong. That's what it comes down to.
Sure.
I think something's... And now Charlie's upset because she made me the coffee and she thinks that was a criticism, and it wasn't a criticism. I'm just talking about how fast I'm talking now. This is too fast to be talking, isn't it? Do you know what I mean?
Are we live?
I don't know. I don't know. We were having a lovely chat and then that light went red and now I don't know what's happening. Anyway, this is not the cleanest show on British radio, but it is the tidiest. So we would begin by tying up any loose ends from last week's show and a little summary of what was happening last week. So if you missed last week's show, this is what happened.
I can feel it hitting my tum-tum.
I can feel it hitting my tum-tum. What was that? Well, was that the lemon?
It was the lemon.
I ate a lemon last week. A whole lemon.
A whole one?
Yeah. Not the out bit, the in bit. The juicy bit.
Thanks for clearing that up.
Yeah. Do you know what? It was good. Made me feel good.
Did it?
Yeah, it was nice.
Well, what about your tum-tum?
I felt it hit my tum-tum.
But not in a bad way.
Yeah, but then it stopped. I was worried it would go further, like when you have a spicy curry, but it didn't. It got to my tum-tum and then it stopped. Anyway, we also discussed, we had a lovely chat last week about words that people say and sayings that they get wrong without knowing that they were wrong. I basically couldn't say my own name for 2 weeks. It seems weird to reference that now when I've started so slickly today. But people continue to send those in during the week, including Sally.
Hi, John. Obviously, you were speaking about words or phrases that people misunderstood last week, and I thought you'd enjoy my one. So for years, whenever I was watching football or someone was talking about football, I always thought the phrase set piece was the name of a foreign footballer. I did wonder why they were playing so often and for so many different teams. Thanks, Sally.
Oh, Sally. Set piece.
Set piece.
How would you spell that as a sort of foreign name? Like, almost like Italian, like short for Giuseppe.
Yes.
Seppis. Seppis on the ball. All right. We had another one from Paul, who doesn't want to send in a voice note because he's worried that I'll mock his voice, clearly, because that's what I do. That's what I do. Sometimes people's accents are nice and I like to take them for my own, sort of absorb them. So Paul says, I know you were speaking about words or phrases you got wrong last week and I wanted to share mine. Back when I was a child in the 70s in West Bromwich, here it goes, my mum would never let us use a cracked cup because as she explained of the microbes in the crack... That's fun to say. Oh, I tell you what, I'm going to be still saying that tomorrow around the house on my own. Check for the microbes in the crack, John. Imagine her surprise when we had a visit from the school. We didn't have a phone. As I had a teacher, we didn't drink from our cups because of the maggots in the crack. Cheers, Paul. Thanks, Paul.
Oh.
Don't get maggots in your crack, do you?
No.
No, you'll get a visit from social services. Anyway, I'm going to ask you how you... Just so you've got some time to prepare, what's going to happen now? Mm-hmm. We're going to have some lovely music, because real music matters, absolute. And then I'm going to ask you how you are again.
And then it's my real answer.
No, I don't really care then either, because I'm going to tell everybody listening what's coming up on today's show.
Okay.
Then there'll be another song, Then I Care About You. Is that all right?
I suppose it's going to have to be.
You're listening to Absolute Radio and it's John Richardson here with Susie Ruffall.
It's great to have Mum and Dad in.
Bit much. That was a long three... That felt like a three-minute reprimand for me during that song, I'm not going to lie.
I feel like we had quite a chaotic energy going into Wolf Alice.
Yeah, there was
quite a shift.
There was a real shift in energy, and then I felt like because Will and Charlie didn't cheer the first time I said your name, that I took that as I didn't realise you were upset by that, and you felt like I was having a go at you, and I was having a go at our production team.
Yeah,
And you felt got at. So I've got all three of you is the thing. I think I should get Ben Coley back because. I bought him a chocolate croissant and it's gone down quite well and I feel all I've created in the studio today is tension.
I think that's saying more about how you view yourself.
Oh, no. You can't do this now. Not on January the 31st. No. February the 1st we can have these chats.
I'll text you tomorrow.
This is like asking a marathon runner 25 miles in. Like, how's it going at this point? Oh, no. Is that the end? No, it's just round that bend. Oh, my God. It's the last day of January, isn't it?
Yeah.
And isn't it? Isn't it, though?
Yeah.
We can really dip for the line tonight, but this is the worst bit of the worst month, isn't it? So congratulations, everybody. You did it. Well, am I not supposed to talk about seasonal depression either? I don't know how to start the show, guys. Now I'm getting locked out for trying to have a conversation about how bleak everything is. What do you want me to do? Cheer everyone up and be happy?
For goodness sake.
Okay. Well, let's talk about what's coming up on today's show then, shall we?
Yes, let's.
Everyone else is going to be really happy and have lots of fun times. We do actually have a new thing starting this week off the back of what a cynical little goblin man I am, according to our own production team. Spiteful little goblin man. That's what Charlie calls me. We're going to do news that wasn't in the news that could, would, or should have been in the news. Mm-hmm. So we'll tell you some of the stuff that you perhaps didn't hear this week that might make you feel a little bit better about the world. I've got some very creative football fans coming up this week. I think you're going to like that one because you like football, don't you?
I do indeed, yes.
We've got the literal police returning to our attempt to stamp out the misuse of the word literally across the nation. One in written form that has, in published journalism that has upset a listener very much.
Okay.
And one a little closer to home, I'm sorry to say.
Yeah. It's me.
Yeah, it's you. Yeah, it's you. If you've spotted a literal offence, it's John at absoluteradio.co.uk. I love you, but is back. We don't do shout-outs on this show. You don't get a mention for being in love, but you do get a mention for somebody if you're horrible about them. So if there's something you find annoying about someone in or outside of your household that you care about, this week we've got a husband who is in a lot of trouble with his wife. We'll find out all about that later. And finally, I do need help because what I've noticed over, we've been doing this over a year now, there is a certain cynicism to my tone, I think, especially early in the morning. It can be a little sarcastic, mm-hmm. It's been pointed out.
Sure.
Don't want to disagree.
I'm just surprised you've only realised that in the last year, because you've been doing stand-up for a lot longer. And, you know, you've been...
Yeah, I think stand-up, what it is because I can hear the laugh in the room. It justifies it. But when I'm here, I picture... Do you know what I'm picturing now is joyful parents getting up and spreading jam on toast for their children. And they're just really happy. And then I come on and go, oh, no, genuinely. So I'm going to... I've got two choices. I can either change and become a better person.
Yes.
That sounds like a lot of work. Or I can just get you to do nice stuff on my behalf to basically offset my goblin tendencies. So we're going to do some goblin offsetting this week. So I want you to tell me anything nice you've done, any good deed, however large or small, and then I can say, well, actually, the John Richardson Show as a whole has done this for the planet this week, and therefore I can continue to be a horrible, cynical little troll. Is that fair?
I wouldn't say it's fair, but I think it's happening.
It is happening. That's exactly what it is. That's exactly the attitude, actually. Take control, John. Yeah, it's not about your opinions. It's about what is happening, and that is happening. So if you've done anything good this week, however large or small, for your neighbour, for someone in your community, perhaps you just sent a nice text to someone. 81215 is the text number. Tell me about that. 0330123 1215 is on WhatsApp, and john@absoluteradio.co.uk is an email address, and you can send those, and we'll get to those at some point during the week. In a minute, I'm going to ask you how you are.
Yes, okay.
And I'm listening, okay?
Yeah.
John Richardson is listening and cares. Oh, this is the weirdest one ever. What is... is it too late to get Ben Coley? He can't be that far away. I've just seen him. Okay, you're listening to Absolute Radio. It's John Richardson here with Susie Ruffle and the gang.
Love that.
That one's better, innit? Because the real live one was too much.
Far,
and do you know
much.
Why? Because they did it sarcastically to upset me. That's why.
I thought this was going to be your... I thought you were going to be jolly. And you've
this
immediately
is me, jolly.
Gone... You went... You were jolly for a second and then you
I
went
I said jolly,
poison.
But not nice.
Oh, okay, fine.
I just deliver my poison with a smile on a velvet cushion.
oh, that's what the cushion's for.
That's what the cushion's for.
I thought it was because you weren't tall enough for the desk.
It is a dual-purpose cushion. It delivers both my tushy to an acceptable broadcasting height and it delivers my poison. Hey, Susie.
Hey, John.
How are you?
Yeah.
You all right?
I don't want to talk about it.
It's totally
fine. Yeah, I'm really good, thanks. I'm really good. I'm really buzzing to be here.
You've arrived with a real energy. And can I just say... I love your shirt.
Oh, thank you.
How would you describe it?
It is a navy blue and black check overshirt, a shacket.
I don't think that strays into shacket territory. I think that's just a shirt.
Do you? My mum once got confused and referred to them as shumpers. I know that's a link from last week, but I just thought it's a nice thing to let you in on.
I used to, when I first began in this business we call show, I used to like...
What is happening?
You know you can buy, I don't know if you still can,
no.
But the jumpers and I used to call them shumper jerts, which was like, because I liked the look of... the jumper with the shirt, but obviously wear both on stage, you can get too hot.
Too hot.
So that allowed
you
get
your vest
me
on
to,
underneath as well.
I always got my vest on and
tucked
my chastity
in.
Belt. the whole thing, there's me jangling onto stage and you just get too hot, don't you?
Yeah.
But now, with the shumper jerk, you've only got one layer on.
Yeah.
But it creates the impression of more. Which is basically what my act's all about. It looks like there's going to be more provided here, but really it's quite a thin veneer. It's a beautiful shirt.
Things are stitched together.
Absolutely, yeah. That's doing nothing for the planet, really. That's just cheap material. It's a lovely shirt.
Thank you. I think it's giving mechanic.
It is. You did say you're sort of you're dressing like a mechanic, which I just wouldn't have the guts to do.
No, because I might talk to you about. A car,
someone might ask me a question about a car, and I say, I don't know, mine's basically a go-kart. They're basically go-karts now, aren't they, cars?
You just stop
and go. You don't even need to press stop anymore. Stops for you. You don't need to do anything, do you, really?
Let's say that you still should stop.
You should stop. Oh, it will stop, yeah. And a bit of steering every now and again doesn't go amiss, does it?
No, I think that's encouraged.
But I like to dress in a way that says, this man is incompetent.
And do you know what? You're absolutely smashing it.
I was dressed in a way where people wouldn't even ask me where something was in a supermarket. Excuse me. Oh, no, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. It's fine. Do you need tissues? Are you all right?
But I feel like you would know exactly where everything is in your local supermarket.
Well, they move stuff, don't they?
But I think that makes you cross, doesn't it?
It does. Why do they bother? But I think I'm 20 years. This is my texter in 20 years. Oh, can you imagine if I'm still here?
That's right. The spirit.
Text me 8-12-15. What have they moved this week and where is it gone? And why can't they just leave things alone? That's pretty much. I think that sort of comes across, though, don't you think?
Yeah.
That's the sort of undercurrent. Right, this is the time of the week when we just acknowledge what's happening on the other stations. I know they're out there being all like, oh, yeah, it's great, it's Nana's 90th and blah-de-blah. Blah. You know, I know that's going on, so we'd like to have a little nod at it.
Is that the most exciting thing that you can think of?
It's the most sort of...
oh, God, we had a good weekend. It was Nana's 90th.
I say what I've probably got in... It wasn't meant to be. That wasn't my acknowledgement of, like... going out of the night. That was me being like saccharine sweet.
Oh, okay, sorry.
It was, you know.
I shouldn't have interrupted.
No, it's fine. What it's like, because when you say it, I think, oh, that's funny. But then it's how much Will and Charlie laugh that I think you're voicing what they've thought for months. That's what I think. You're looking at each other as if to go, I'm glad she said it, because I didn't want to have to say that. Didn't mean that Nan's 90th would be carnage, although I do like now start early, finish early. That's
yeah,
the dream.
I agree.
Isn't it? If that's your Saturday plan, is you're going to get on it like by lunchtime, but you're going to be in not long after tea time.
Okay, I think lunchtime's a bit early. I think 3 till 8.
Yeah, okay.
8 a bit late for you?
1 till 8. 1 till 8. Get out for the 12 o'clock kickoff and then just push through and then just
back
in time for a takeaway and a film. And you're in bed by like 10:30. Sunday, you're bouncing, aren't you?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Pop round Nan's.
This is what Nan's all about. Nan'll have a nap halfway through.
Yeah, and good on her.
You were out 1 till 8. I had a little nap 4 till 5 and I was back in Spoonies. Anyway. What I'm saying is we don't do straight-up dedications, but we do them with a little bit of pepper in the mix. So we do one dedication a week. We call it I Love You But, and this week it comes from Sophie.
Hi, John. Thanks for giving me this week's one and only dedication. This week, I'd like to give it to my husband, Steve. Steve, I really love you, but when you said the other day, and I quote, I'm happy for you to have your own opinion, but... I know you're only talking about your latest Lego creation, depicting the Milky Way, and you were trying to get me to step back, so I'd really appreciate its forms and colours and not think it just looks like a bit of a mess. And I know my reaction was to say, oh, thank you, Steve. Thank you so much for allowing me to have my own opinion. You said at the time, you're not going to let me forget this, are you? No, Steve, I'm not. From Sophie in Poole.
Well, I think we can all agree that was like a film. I feel like I've just sat through a 3-hour epic movie and I've come out and I just need some time to sit quietly on my own. What are we? Are we Team Steve or Sophie? What's going on here?
I don't know. I feel a bit sad for Steve. I feel a bit sad for both of them. Sometimes you just got to accept it, haven't you? Sometimes, you know...
I was Sophie all the way.
Yeah.
The minute we're like, and when you said, I'm glad you've got your own opinion, but I was like, oh, Steve, what are you playing at? But then the minute she said, I know it was only about what I thought about your Lego.
And it looks like a mess.
Turned on a sixpence. I was Team Steve all the way then.
Yeah.
All he wants is you to look at his Lego and say, it looks nice. How hard's that? In a 20-year marriage. That's lovely, that. Any chance of doing the bins?
I mean, I like
the Lego,
yeah.
But could you do the bins as well?
Yeah, you can change gear.
You can do both, can't you?
Yeah.
You can do both, Steve. This is the first time ever in I Love You, But I'm not sure. I need more context. So if you don't mind sending in your full address,
yeah,
I'm going to do, you know, like they used to do wife swap where they just live in each other's houses. I'm just going to pop around and live with you for a week and then I'm going to give a full
update.
Don't put
them through that.
All right, I live next door and I'll drill some spy holes. Either way, we'll talk about how we make it work, but I can't work out if I'm Steve or Sophie. I think because Sophie sent the voice note in, we've got to honour it and dedicate this to Steve, I love you, but... go on, Charlie.
We don't know what the Lego looks like either.
it's a Lego Milky Way and he's a grown man, so I don't think it really matters. I think the point is he's doing his Lego and that's nice, isn't it?
Yeah. I think it is.
Yeah. You don't get, bad men don't do Lego, do they?
I don't know.
No?
I don't know.
Well, I'll ask at Nan's 90th. But anyway, this is for you, Steve, and then possibly it feels like one of those where we're going to get a response from Steve next week, and I'm going to be dedicating a song to Sophie, but this is this week's I Love You But.
John Richardson.
And the John Richardson Show. John Richardson. This is the John Richardson Show.
Look, right, a lot's gone on.
A lot.
A lot's gone on. Let's fill you in. The fire alarm went off. That was the first thing, wasn't it?
And we did that classic thing that people do when the fire alarm goes off and go, that's probably...
What's happening here then?
That's almost certainly a drill.
But it was good to know, and let me speak with great passion and pride in my absolute colleagues. That was seamless.
Yeah.
The whole building went into lockdown. Curtains appeared from nowhere.
Yeah.
I don't know who's fitted them, but I want them in my house. Absolutely. I felt very safe. Mm-hmm. I felt cocooned. Will, you did your serious eyes.
Mm. Yes.
We were all, what do we need to do? And you said, we need to leave now.
Yes.
It was like, you were like Arnie. Charlie, you were fine in a sort of reassuring, let's keep calm kind of way.
And I got the giggles.
You got the giggles, yeah. You got the giggles. And then it, very often you have a little bit where you're sort of milling about and everyone's working out, oh, I wonder what's happened. And luckily a builder just came out of a lift and went, that was me! That was me! I think he'd put a glove over something to do some drilling or cutting. And then the whole building just went into shutdown.
Yeah,
so,
but we got some steps in.
We got some steps in, then I came back upstairs. We were just in time to come off the back of Brian Adams and I whacked myself hard in the face with my headphones, which I've taken very well. I think I've dealt, you know, very well with a difficult situation. So, but we've been up and down the stairs, haven't we?
Yeah, I think it you know, felt quite exciting.
You never, ever, ever, ever get to an age where it's not fun when the fire alarm goes off and you get to go outside. You just become like a 10-year-old at school again, don't you? Yeah. What, we're going to go stand out in the street instead of maths? I feel like I've just got
off
maths.
We do have to get back to our maths now.
We do have to do maths now, and it's times tables, I'm afraid. So, 7/8.
I
have genuine fear in your eyes then.
I'm terrified.
That was genuine fear.
No.
No, it's all right. It's all right not to do it. You're a comedian now. You don't need...
7/8?
What, it's 56?
Sure.
Sure, why not? Everyone else all right with the maths, Will?
No.
12 times 4.
48.
I was
going to
say 46. It is 48.
There we go. There we go. Charlie, do you want... You're looking at me with eyes that say, don't you dare.
You can try, but I'm really bad at the times table.
I'll give you an easy one then.
No, don't do that. Give me the same level as everyone else.
9 5s.
45.
Yeah, brilliant.
That's way easier than mine. That's way easier than mine.
Yours is just 24 times 2.
Your brain is just firing now because of the whole fire escape thing. So you're like primed, whereas Charlie just looked like she just needed to get back into the room a little bit. I'm quite a, you know, I'm quite a caring person. So in a minute, we're going to do news that wasn't in the news that could, would, or should have been. Why are you laughing at the fact I said I was a caring person?
Because it's not true.
I think you are, John. I think you are.
Thanks, Susie. It's good to have you here. Basically, if we learn to produce the show, we don't even need these two.
I mean,
I'll be honest, if the fire alarm goes off, we do need someone to say, no, you do need to go out by the fire escape, because we just looked at each other like,
cool.
That's a very loud noise, isn't it? I wonder what that is. Well, everything's going dark. But anyway, we're all fine. Everybody's back on air. Right, it's time to discuss some of the stories that could have been in the news this week, but weren't in the news. And if they were in the news, things might have seemed a little bit better in the world. I've just gone this week. This did sort of go viral on the internet. I wouldn't say it necessarily was in the news, so if you want to complain, you can do. But I just think it's been a really good week for football, and I love football, but I do have a complex relationship with it. Sometimes it hurts my feelings.
Yeah.
And not just when, like, Leeds lose, because I'm used to that, but I don't necessarily like footballers, don't like the ownership structure, I don't like the pay scales, I don't like the inequality. There's a lot wrong with football. Do you know what I mean?
Yes, there really is, yeah.
But that core thing of why you fall in love with it in the first place, that never changes. And then this thing is a particularly... Like Erling Haaland did the Leeds salute this week. I don't know if you saw this.
So no, I didn't.
Manchester City were playing Galatasaray, and Leeds United had an incident a few years ago where two of their fans were murdered when we played away in Galatasaray. It's never been forgotten. Erling Haaland's dad was playing at Leeds at that time. So still remembers. Uh-huh. And when he scored against Galatasaray this week, did a sign that just said to Leeds fans, I still remember that thing and I still think it's worth...
What is the sign? I know we're on radio.
It's a little beat your chest. So your hand across the chest and you just beat your heart like that. It's
marching
a nice little
together.
Thing. And it just, it said to everybody, oh, football is a community.
Lovely.
It's still, we bring together and we remember sad things. And then there was a story about fans of ninth tier, West Didsbury and Chorlton.
Mm-hmm.
And there's footage you find online. It's filmed on a mobile. There's probably only about 100 of them there. But they just love it. And it's that tier of football where you're right up on the touchline. There's no ropes or anything. You're in a little, like, shed right off the stand. They've all got a pint of what you know is a really nice local beer in a little plastic cup. They're just having a lovely afternoon out. And what's gone viral is their song is a little riff they've done on Disco 2000 by Pulp. And it's so funny. It's so funny and so personal to them. It just makes me love football. So I'm going to play it for you now. This is West Didsbury and Chorlton's version of Disco 2000. Oh, what are you doing Saturday, baby? Would you like to come and see West Didsbury? I just think it's joyful. You can even bring your baby. And it only works with a Northern Saturday.
Yeah.
That's the only way you could do that. Posh people can't sing that. What are you up to on Saturday? Would you like to come to West Didsbury? You've got to say Saturday. I just think it's lovely.
That is joyful.
To describe you as still quite new in your... love affair with football?
Yeah, it's still quite new. It's a few years in.
Properly. You've been to more games in the last year than I have, I'll guarantee.
Yeah, I go to a lot of... I'm very into women's football. I go to a lot of the games.
Yeah.
So I went and saw... Who did I see this week? I saw Arsenal play Asfar.
Okay.
And
Asfar as what? Just letting you know, guys.
Yeah,
I will tour
good.
Again at some point.
Yeah.
Just, I know I'm doing like radio and acting stuff now, but just those skills are still in
yeah,
there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. More of a warning than anything else. And then I watched Gotham play the Corinthians.
Wow.
Which was, yeah, two
what
fun
a
matches.
Sentence.
Yeah.
Gotham versus Corinthians.
Indeed.
Very good. It's wonder that sort of stuff. And that reminds me why I like football. I like being sat with other fans watching a game. The result, that's nothing to do with the result. That's nothing to do with the tier you're in. It's about people getting together, having a lovely time and singing a very funny song.
Yeah, well, the Corinthians fans had some great chants, and they're the team that have won sort of the South America Cup. And so they had a pretty, you know, a fair size group of people. I mean, not loads, you know, but they had a couple of hundred people, and they were all doing. They were jumping up and down in the stands, and then one of them was going to the left, and one of them was going to the right, and they were crossing constantly. It was great, and then when they
choreography,
yeah, then when they won, everyone ran onto the pitch like they'd won the tournament, which they'd just got into the final of it. But and everyone really lost their minds because I think everyone thought Gotham, who's like the big New York team, would have won.
Singing in Spanish, presumably, were they?
Portuguese, I think, Brazil. Yeah.
Fair enough. Well, a note for West Didsbury there. Perhaps some choreography, take it to the next level. Because not to criticise, you know, because it's not what this feature's all about, but quite static, really, in terms of the movement.
And maybe some Portuguese.
Pop it into Portuguese, a little bit of movement, then you'll go global. Susie?
I like this one. Children across the UK have voted for peace as their Oxford Children's Word of the Year for 2025.
Oh, that's good. There's Word of the Year. They haven't voted for peace.
No, they don't want it. They just want
it in the dictionary.
It's just their word.
Yeah.
But as Charlie was saying, is it sort of peace where you put... Is it like the millennial peace where you put your two fingers up like peace?
But is it
hard in an audio form?
That's always been peace,
it is really
it?
Hard yeah, in an audio hard. Form. But I think everyone listening knows exactly what I mean. Like,
but as
peace.
Opposed to what? That's like, all pieces, peace, isn't it?
Peace.
Do you want a piece of me? Is it that? That's a Britney Spears song, don't worry about it.
There's only one kind of peace, isn't there?
Well, yeah, I think there's only one kind of peace.
Can we clip up, do you want a piece of me for next week?
Of course.
Thanks very much. Thanks.
And artificial intelligence came runner-up. Which is good. It's good for them to come second occasionally, I thought.
Yeah, absolutely. But it feels like there's going to be a moment now when it overtakes.
What, artificial intelligence overtakes
next
peace?
Next year's story is a lot more depressing, isn't it?
Well, it'd be good for you.
That's going to be
a lot of content.
That's going to be read. It's going to be read in a news voice that has an artificial intelligence has officially overtaken peace as the word of the year. And I'll just be complaining about, they've moved the beans. Why are they not with all the other tin goods? That's what I'll be doing. And is that a happy thing then?
I think so, yeah. I think it's, you know, you've got a kid, I've got a kid, you know.
Yeah.
It's, you know, sometimes things are simpler from children and sometimes we should listen to them. They're right. Peace is great.
We should listen to them more. We should let them broadcast, I think.
Yeah, I believe that children are our future. Teach them well and let them lead the way. Yeah,
I'm not so sure about that. Really. I would stop short of that. The 6-7 not in there, no?
6-7 is in there as the viral trend.
Okay.
It was the favourite slang. 6-7.
6-7, Will's doing the arms. I'm not allowed. Do you know, I've stopped doing it. And do you know why I've stopped doing it? Because of the face that these two pulled when I did it in the studio the other week.
Oh.
I did a 6-7 and they looked really upset. Like I turned up in like a Pokemon onesie.
Yeah.
That's what they looked at me like. I was like,
and
kids.
And you were wearing your Mario one, weren't you?
I was all Super Mario. I don't understand what the problem was. That was quite an interesting. That was a nice inspiring link then, wasn't it?
Well, I just thought it'd be quite nice to share something good.
We've been nice about children and football. And our texter this week is nice things you've done. Graham in Bridgend says, I unblocked the toilet for my wife this week regarding have we done a nice thing, big or small, depending on how you look at it. So, again, we're not quite where I was hoping this feature was going to go. But, you know, I guess the alternative is that you didn't do that, Graham, and then that's potentially a local news story.
Yes.
You'd be in the Bridgend Herald. Local man refuses to unblock toilet, neighbours furious. Something like that.
Something like that.
So, you know.
Have you done anything good this week?
No.
Okay.
Well, yeah, I have actually. I have. And we're going to talk to the person that I did it for. I was going to say two then, but that sounded too aggressive for a nice day, doesn't it? But I did a nice thing for someone this week, and to put my money where my mouth is, or someone's money where their house is. We're going to talk to them shortly. So that's a good
tease,
isn't it?
Go to some music.
Yeah, cheers, mate. Sorry about that. Sorry, everyone. So obviously, this is where we try and sort of just police the English language a little bit. We'll just give Susie Dent a little bit of help. She can't do it all on her own, can she?
Yeah, I get the distinct feeling I'm about to be thrown under a bus.
You are about, well, a bus is coming and you can decide what happens. But obviously you can't just step in here and become an officer at the Literal Police. There needs to be some background checks. Mm-hmm. And I'm pleased to say that, Will, you've been through, mm-hmm. you know, some of Susie's work. And he's been shattered this week from laughing. I mean, he's loved listening to you. Your comedic output is first rate.
Oh,
however,
and
this is not, you know, he's not gone back 10 years here. This is since you were with us in December. So this is now, when you came in, you did say, I think I know what this is about. So would you like to say anything now? Are you aware that you've misused the word literally?
I was at a football game a couple of nights ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, this is literally the spiciest game of football I've ever seen.
Okay. I'd let you off on that because I don't know what other games you've seen.
Sure.
You might have been eating a Jalfrezi at the time. I don't know.
You don't know. And you never will.
It's not
that. Because I refuse to tell you about it.
And it's none of my business.
No, it's not.
We're just working together on the radio. It's not none of my business what you eat.
No.
No? And that goes for you guys as well.
Thank you.
None of my business.
Thank you
eat whatever you like.
Yes.
If you put a milkshake in the fridge, I'll bring it up. Here it comes.
I have the same feeling when a goalie kicks the ball to a player and then they shoot it down. I'm like, that's your job.
Oh, yeah.
It's like your job. It's literally saving goals and kicking far.
So, the job of a goalkeeper is literally saving goals and kicking far.
I stand by that.
I stand with you.
Charlie supports you. Will?
What happened this week, John?
Will is almost a football fan. Torquay, so he's getting there. There are two defences here, I think. You can argue, in terms of if you're going to literally take the word goalkeeper, the job is to keep the goal. Therefore, the kicking is irrelevant. The job is to stop the ball going in. So the second bit means you've undone yourself. However, something happened this week that I think proves that a goalkeeper is capable of more. So here's a little bit of commentary from this week's Benfica match.
It's all or nothing.
It's elimination or glory. Arsenal takes Trevin! The last stand in this Champions League opening phase. The goalkeeper plants his header beyond one of the best stoppers in the business.
That's a goalkeeper scoring a goal that not only is a cool thing to do, but also meant that by goal difference, Benfica moved into a higher phase of the Champions League knockout. So it was not only a goal, it was a really impactful goal.
And I don't disagree with that, but I would say that was a freak occurrence. And I think that what they literally do the rest of the time is saving and kicking.
Can I chime in on this too?
Please do, Charlie.
Thank you, Susie.
That's feminism.
If you were, that is not the job. You said he is capable of scoring the goal. You did not say he is responsible for causing that goal. A job of a goalkeeper, if you were to describe it to somebody who was trying to be a goalkeeper, is to save the goal.
Yeah, but Susie said it was literally to kick far. But what if they play a short pass?
Mm. But that wasn't the point that I was making, in that I find a short pass gives me a bit of an ick. Yeah. I'm like, come on, get it down the other end.
And also, that's
back Susie. Yourself. Back yourself that you can kick that ball far enough to someone that's wearing the same shirt as you. Well, or a different shirt.
Here's what's going to happen.
Yeah.
So there we go. I've put you in the cell, but I didn't let the door close. The door is ajar. You're in a cell, but you can come out if you feel that that's appropriate.
What, I get day release?
I would ask you to just have a think about what you've done, basically, pending a court appearance next week. I'm not happy with it. We'll let the listeners decide if you want. 8-12-15, 0-3-0, 1-2-3, 12-15. Is that a literal offence to say the job of a goalkeeper is literally to save the ball and kick it far? The listener will decide. At the moment, you're in the cell. And you look genuinely angry, the pair of you. Anyway, we have another nomination this week. You are, of course, our eyes and ears on the ground, the listener. And this week we have another nomination.
Hi, John. I have a literal offence to report, and this time it's in written form. I was strolling through some football news the other day and saw in an article that Wrexham's run in the FA Cup, after they knocked out Nottingham Forest, the headline said that Wrexham's story is written in the stars, literally. Well, though, it's not, is it? Nothing is written in the stars, literally. I've attached the evidence for you to have a look at and made a note that the offending journalists are Ian Mitchell-Moore and Chris Wathen. Please investigate this urgently. Many thanks, Luda.
Happy to do so, Luda.
Do you know one thing that was written in the stars? That man's Lego.
Yes.
That was literally
that
written
was
in the
literally
stars.
Written. Was it written? Oh. I'll shut that cell door. I'll shut that door. I'm a man of an age.
God.
I mean, more than happy to put Chris and Ian in prison, because I think in journalism they count even more. That's online forever. So thank you, Luda, for your work, and also for all those Wrexham fans who furiously responded to an Instagram post I put up saying that I'm not happy with Ryan Reynolds and all American people buying football clubs and then telling me that Ryan Reynolds is Canadian. I was making a wider point about Hollywood rather than perhaps the actual background of Ryan Reynolds, which I didn't know he was Canadian, and I apologise, but I will also double down on my view just because you got so angry. So good luck to Wrexham. Apologies to Ian Mitchell-Moore and Chris Wathen, who are in prison. Thanks to Ludo. If you spot a literal offence, it's John at absoluteradio.co.uk. And please cast your judgment on whether Susie Ruffle should go in literal prison for this week. Good morning. You are listening to Absolute Radio with John Richardson and Susie Ruffle.
Good morning.
For one more hour. I've gone quite serious now.
Yeah, and I did too when I said the good morning, but I liked that for us.
I think tonally there should be
there needs to be a shift.
Because there is, you know, we need to talk seriously now about money and charity.
Yes.
Competition.
Mm-hmm.
Sports, yeah. It was the absolute dark challenge. Now, you weren't involved because you weren't in at the time.
No.
But there was basically an online poll. Listeners could vote for which presenter they believed Absolute would score the highest with three darts. Mm-hmm. It was all taken very seriously.
Of course.
I was not allowed to bring my own darts, which I was very upset about. I had to use the same darts as everybody else. Mm. They were not my choice of darts.
Not heavy enough.
I was very nervous. Not heavy enough. No, I do like a heavier dart. So I just don't have to put so much force into the throw, because that's what emphasises the error. Anyway, so we just took you round to the board there.
Yes.
You had a little throw.
I had a little throw. I wouldn't say I was on form this morning. I was just warming up, I think.
Just warming up, yeah. But that's the way the competition went. You're straight in. There's no
warming up.
No go overs.
I didn't even have time for a downward dog or anything.
No,
couldn't
you
get
didn't.
My body ready.
You tried though. You tried sort of doing it while you were throwing, which I thought was very brave.
Thank you for saying that.
So everybody has now thrown. The competition is over. We threw after last week's show, which meant a lot of people had already thrown, but we didn't know who'd done what. I made it very clear on air last week that I was very, very nervous. It came down to basically John Bishop, who had thrown before me. So let's hear how John Bishop got on.
The Scouse is in the house. John Bishop steps up to the hockey. There's a film based on his life out at the end of this month. Will his three-dart challenge prove to be a big Hollywood moment? Dart number one. Wow, the first bullseye of the competition. Second dart. Another big score. It's a 20. Final shot, 15. John Bishop tops the table with 85.
I mean, an unnecessary plug for his film there. I mean, that was unnecessary, was it? John Bishop, who's got a movie coming out. But 85, basically.
That's good.
So a 50 and a 15 and a 20. There's the maths. Some dispute as to whether throwing at the bullseye counts as a legitimate technique. I did have a lovely message on Instagram this week from someone fuming that somebody... They said that I can't believe that somebody who clearly cares and is passionate about the game could be upstaged by someone just chucking at the board. Not my words, of course. I think, you know, I'm just all about darts for the people. Anyway, 85, the score to beat. Let's hear how I got on. And crucially, whether there's a plug for any of my upcoming projects in this little montage that Absolute have put together.
Stepping up to the hockey whilst literally wearing a spreadsheet cardigan. Don't call the literal police, but maybe give the fashion police a bell. It's John Richardson. There was a lot riding on John, with him voted most likely to win. Can he live up to the hype, or will he crumble under pressure? Let's find out.
Just want to beat the gladiators.
Dart number one. Great start. It's a 20. Second dart. Huge! The highest score with a single dart. He hits the triple 20. That's 60. Final shot. Can he do it?
Oh, what's he got?
Oh, it's a 5. You know he'll be disappointed with that. Unbelievably, John Richardson matches John Bishop's score and goes joint top of the table with 85.
An 85 there for John Richardson, whose series Renovating a Pub in Yorkshire is on More 4 this Wednesday at 9. Fuming about that 5.
Yeah, you could really see that in your face listening to it back.
I've thought about it all week. If I'd have just gone down the left-hand side of the board, everything down the left, I would have just won it, because there's nothing less than 5 down the left.
But you did win it, because it doesn't really count.
I tied, and it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter, does it?
It doesn't matter.
So there was £5,000 available for charity for the highest scorers, which John Bishop was eligible for. So we split that money. So delighted to say, just for chucking a few darts. And thank you to Wix for putting the money up. £2,500 going to John's charity, TaylorMade Dreams, and £2,500 to my own, which is Bright Young Dreams, a campaign in support of children's mental health through Sheffield Children's Hospital. We weren't just playing for charity, though, as wonderful as all that is. We asked you which presenter you thought would score the highest to win £1,000. I managed to secure the victory, tied with John Bishop, but as John Bishop was not on the vote, he's not an official Absolute Radio presenter, I was able to secure the cash for one listener. That listener was Lynette, and she joins us now. Good morning, Lynette.
Good morning, John. Morning, Susie.
Morning.
How are you?
Very well, thank you. I had a slightly less interesting morning than you guys.
Oh, you didn't set a fire alarm off in your house and go and stand outside for a couple of minutes?
Not yet, no.
I recommend it if it's getting a bit tense in the house. But I imagine it's a happy household, isn't it, with the inflow of cash?
At the moment, although I don't think Mr. Lynette is excited about the prospect of all the DIY that's coming.
That's it, because it's money to spend at Wix. So...
Obviously, I'm enormously grateful, but I'm not going to be lifting a finger. I've done all the hard work.
He's basically got a £1,000 to-do list.
Absolutely.
What jobs are on the list?
So, new shower, definitely.
Lovely.
And I have, my child has got this lovely habit of putting dirty fingerprints all up the wall. So I think we need some new panelling or just something.
Gloves? Quicker solution. Oh, I love panelling. Oh, I love panelling on a wall.
Yeah, it looks good.
Oh, that's the dream. But now, If you got a family and kids, I'm guessing you're not going to do what I would do. I'd go really deep mahogany, like really dark, like an old war room. That's how I'd have my house if it were up to me.
A bit dark, like your soul. Yeah.
Yes, Lynette, dark and dingy. Thank you. Can I thank you for having faith in me and for backing me?
Well, it was your challenge, wasn't it? It was yours to lose, you know. You got the skill, you got the determination, you got the cardigan.
Yeah, all those things.
Do you know
colleagues who couldn't throw a dart to save their lives?
It was when I first went on Dave's show and he said, you're currently leading the poll. Most people have supported you. That, that made the five-year-old in me not comfortable at all. That was sports day all over again. I just wanted to do it just to prove to myself. And now, you know, because there's money at stake, it was a tense moment. But did you ever think about backing anyone else? Did you have a look at any of the other riders?
If I'm perfectly honest, I did think Angela might do well just to spite you.
You've picked up on the base tension that we run at Absolute. Well, I'm delighted that I could do it for you. I will, you know, that five will live long in the memory. I'm furious at myself for that. But I'm delighted that the money is going to you. I'm delighted that it's caused a bit of tension in your home. That's what I'm really all about. Undermining relationships, causing tension in the home. So thank you for joining us. Thank you for joining in the challenge. And do you play darts yourself?
We have a dartboard at work, so we can legitimately throw things without fear of being sacked.
Where do you work? Just out of interest, quickly. Where do you work?
I can't possibly say.
Oh.
Okay. It's not A&E or something.
Yeah, that's
it's
what
not...
I'm worried about.
No, it's not.
She's
A&E.
MI5.
Yeah. That is a good, to be honest, the first dartboard you put up in your own home, you probably need £1,000 of Wix vouchers to sort out the damage. You've either got woodworm or you need to get a lot better at darts. But I'm glad you play. I look forward to seeing you on the pro leagues when we're both there. Right, let's wrap it. Let's have a tidy round. Let's get the recycling done. So on the subject of your literal offence.
Yes.
Just on the topic of describing a game as spicy, Alan says, I was at a match the other day and I had a Peter's pie with chicken balti filling. It was good and it was spicy, literally. Alan.
Thanks, Alan.
So you're allowed to describe a game as spicy.
Appreciate that.
This is a longer one and I'm not sure I agree with it, but that's the law. I have to read them. This is Mike sitting in a laundrette in Essex. Poetic, that. I used to love going to the laundrette. There's something about that slow rumble and the smell of like fabric softener.
You
in
can
the air.
Still go, you know.
Okay, yeah, but it's weird if you're not washing stuff.
Yeah, have you what been barred from laundrette? Yeah.
What are you here for? Just the vibe, really. Nan's 90th isn't kicking off for half an hour. I got here early, so I just thought I'd have a chat. So Mike says, for what it's worth, which is a great way of starting any message to the show, you're always going to get read out. For what it's worth, actually, if Susie had said the keeper is literally just there to save the ball and kick it out, she'd be home free. It's only the kick it far bit that is the problem, given that they can kick it short and even kick it straight out. However, being a bit semantic here, given that Susie firmly believes that that's all he or she should be doing, then the literally is valid. It's all about the context. And yes, I do have too much time on my hands, Mike, sitting in a laundrette in Essex.
No, do you know what, Mike? You don't have too much time on your hands. You're a good guy. You're a good guy that's seen an injustice and thought, do you know what? I am having a lovely time in a laundrette, but I'm also gonna dig into this because Sue's needs some help. John's being a goblin. Is that what we're calling you?
Goblin.
Goblin.
Goblin. Spiteful little goblin man.
That's correct.
and I think you're right, Mike. I appreciate that, and I hope that your towels come up fluffy.
What would you do if you found out that Mike was Team Richardson and actually he's not done his washing, he's just gone to sit in a laundrette for the morning?
I'd say, do you know what? I'm not sure you've always made the best decisions, but you're still right on this count.
I've told this story before, but when I used to go to the laundrette in Bristol, obviously sometimes people leave stuff in the dryer, so you put your load in, you empty your load, you get home, you've inherited some clothes. Have I told you this before?
No.
I got home and there was a pair of another man's pants in my... I've still got them. I still wear them.
You wear them? John!
This was when I lived
in Bristol.
You're so clean and tidy.
No, but they've been washed and they're sort of pants that I wouldn't buy.
Wait, when you say the sort of pants you wouldn't buy, what are they like?
They're like a night pant. They're like a half-length sweatpant for wearing in bed with a little cord on them. It's weird, isn't it? I'm shocked by me.
Sorry, wear it. I don't understand.
I use them to sleep in because they're very loose and they're cotton.
Like an Adam Sandler short.
Yeah, that kind of thing. I would never buy those.
So they're not pants then?
They're just long shorts.
But he wears them with nothing underneath.
What I mean by a pant is, yeah, there's no lining. But I'll just say, Mike, when you get home, just check. You might have got a little windfall. A little bit of...
Is that what you call them?
Those are my windfall pants. Anyway, on the subject of good deeds, and thank you for all these, there's been some really nice ones, some lovely... I've lost the fishing one. Where's the fishing one gone? Oh, I'll come to the fishing one, because I think that might be the winner. But this one from Kate and Simon. Hope you're all well. Our good deed this week was getting all the Manningtree community first responder volunteers together with old members to celebrate 20 years of supporting the East of England Ambulance Service. A group of 21 people have supported 999 calls, such as cardiac arrests, unconscious, overdose, falls. There's a long list of horrific things that happen to people. Anyway, the people that go to that are the first responder volunteers. One big dysfunctional family who support each other through thick and thin. We went to the pub. We had a great Friday night. Photos attached. Cheers to you all. That's pretty special, isn't it?
Yeah, that's awesome.
I will carry that with me all week, that somebody who listens to this show has done that, and I will use it as an excuse to be an absolute monster. I'm going to be more aggressive in the car. I'm going to talk at people in the supermarket. All the stuff I would usually swallow down, now I feel I can release that bile. Because Kate and Simon are out there doing good deeds. Isn't that nice?
You better let your nan know before you turn up. Yeah.
Is that a new leather jacket? Yeah, it is. Get me a pint. So before we come to the end of the show, which the last thing we do is always an appraisal of everybody's performance, just so that we can help each other to become better broadcasters. Is everything all right, Charlie?
Yeah. Yeah,
having a good old giggle.
I was just yawning and I caught your eye and I felt bad.
Yeah, it's all right. I'm used to it. Sorry. I see it a lot at gigs. So we'll end with a nice appraisal where we can all make each other better. Mm-hmm. That's what it's all about. So sometimes it might come across as hostile, and I don't want you to think that for a second. I'm simply trying to help us all drive forward in the interest of progress at Absolute Radio, where real music matters.
Do we review you?
You can do.
Okay.
You can do if you like. I think this week probably more appropriate than ever. I think you're all reviewing me with the way you're looking at me all throughout today's show. I feel reviewed by your eyes. But
he doesn't take it very well when you're reviewing.
Sure.
Is that true?
I don't think so.
Yeah. I'll just email the bosses. Could you get me their email address? finally, this good deed is shorter than the first responder one, but it's just, this is the sort of thing I'm looking for.
Okay, so this one is, me and my friend are just heading from Wolverhampton to Doncaster to drop some fishing tackle off to a young chap that doesn't have any, all free of charge. We collected it from a group that we run.
Oh, just knowing that that's going on, you know, and I think what we don't do, you just got to remind yourself, people are good, people are nice, most people are nice, and somebody now is just driving up the motorway on the Saturday to drop off a bit of fishing tackle so a lad who hasn't got any fishing gear can go fishing.
Yeah, that's really nice.
It's really nice, and I'm going to be so horrible this week as a result of that. So what I would like more next week, so just throughout the week, if you go and do something nice, just think, I'll tell you what, I'm going to tell John about that so he can justify what a little troll he is. john@absoluteradio.co.uk. Keep those coming in. I think we'll make that a regular thing, and we'll basically, I'm going to call it goblin offsetting, where I just offset the poison that lies within me with your good deeds and take credit for them. There will be a podcast of the show available for those who weren't able to join for the full 3 hours, or those unique people who want to relive the whole thing from start to finish again. There'll be some of them out there, won't there?
Of course.
There's people who sit in laundrettes all day without any washing. Someone's going to listen to the show twice. Have you got a possible suggestion? I don't want to have to call it windfall pants is the problem, because I shared too much at the end.
You really did,
and
yeah.
I've really upset myself with my honesty.
Yeah, and I'm not thrilled about it. I didn't need to know that.
No, but the bin is there, so, you know, you can be sick into it if you want to. What would you think we should call the podcast of today's show?
Whoop, whoop, it's the sound of the fire alarm. It's a little play on literal, please.
It's really nice. It's really good. And it is the most exciting moment of today's show, is when we all got to stand outside for a little bit. Just how are you spelling whoop, whoop?
I would probably go
W-H-O-O-P. Yeah. All right, happy with that. So if you want to listen to Whoop Whoop, that's the sound of the fire alarm, that will be available on the radio app or wherever you get your podcast. After this, we'll do our show appraisals. Well, thank you for your company this morning. It's been an absolute treat. And I feel I've sort of put you through it. I feel like if you've joined us for the full show today, you've been on a little journey with me, certainly. You've all looked at me with care in your eyes that I've never seen before. And you're still doing it now. And I feel like I've leveled out. Yeah, sure, there was some mania at the beginning, but I feel like now we've got to a point where I'm talking normally, but I'm not quite. I've set a real weird vibe.
I think that we just care.
Yeah, but I don't
want...
You know,
we're just checking
in. What have I done to make you care about me?
Oh, I don't know. How long you got?
Well, career-wise, the sand timer has been turned. appraisal-wise, you know, is there anything that I can take on board today?
Just trust that you're doing a really good job.
Oh, no.
And that we're all really proud of you and that you're a good guy.
Oh, no. Okay, thank you. Depressingly, Will wrote something down. What have you written down, Will?
Just three words for that first hour.
Yeah?
Yeah, a new low.
It was a lot, John.
It was a lot. Okay.
It's a new low.
Yeah, because in terms of, you know, usually I'm slightly snidey and that's where the humour comes from in this last bit, but you were just all so worried about me at the beginning. I mean, if you didn't hear it, people are going to go back now and listen to the first sort of hour on the podcast and expect me to just be crying throughout the whole thing.
No, it's more of a mania.
That was Frida.
Yeah, literally.
It was a lot. It was a lot. The quote I've written down for you, Will, today in terms of your performance was, that's the closest I've come to genuinely asking if you're all right, which you said to me after a link in the first hour. But of course, I mean, the way you leapt into action when that fire alarm went off, I was slightly aroused by it.
Yeah, it was hot.
It was nice. It was a touch of, if you're of the backdraft generation, there was Baldwin energy to that. I wanted you to put your helmet on and carry me out of the building on your back. That's what I wanted you to do. Charlie, again, it was really nice how you looked after me in that early section. We know what some of the problems have been, don't we? Is there anything that you did today that you want to?
I genuinely don't think. I said to you today, I'm going to try really hard.
I've tried to be on my best behaviour.
Because I really care about the appraisal. I don't like how long that list looks on that sheet.
That's not all you. Okay. That's not all you. Should I tell you what yours says?
I mean, I was very reassuring in the fire alarm.
Yeah, you were good. You were good.
You were very good.
You're calmer. Susie. Almost too calm. I'll go and check what's happening. You stay here just in case it's all right. I've written down BT Dubs, obviously.
That was bad.
That's a generational thing, really. Do you know what BT Dubs is, Susan?
Yes,
I don't think that's a generational thing. I think that's a mistake. I mean, I said that and then I said, oh, I shouldn't.
Yeah, but you did say it.
I said to you this morning, I'm in such a good mood today. We're going to have such a good show. I really hope that everything goes well. Yes. And in the first hour, just felt deep concern.
Well, let's talk about the main note I have for you this week is why you arrived in such a good mood. And you did tell me, I woke up before my alarm and then I thought, do you know what? I'm just going to have a cup of tea and read for a bit and be a little bit late. And that's why you arrived in such a good mood, because you elected, rather than wake up before your alarm and be early, you thought, this is an opportunity to willfully be late,
but
having read for a little bit.
But I ended up being on time.
Yeah, you were on time,
I ended up being on time, but yeah, the mentality was...
When I'm having a difficult first hour and you look at me and say, I just decided to be late today. But even though you weren't... And Susie, I can only thank you, really. You've coped really well with what has been a difficult partnership today. You were not supported well by me. At the point when Will and Charlie were really worried, you looked at me and said, I actually think this is normal for you, which I will think about a lot during the week.
Yes.
If that's all right with you.
Do you want to just drop me a text?
Yeah, but the reason you get Star Performer of the Week, and this was a 90th minute thing, right at the end there, you looked at Will and said, what does Fordy do here? And that was an absolute highlight. So Sarah Champion's up next. Have a fantastic weekend. Thank you for your company. Thank you, Susie. Thank you, Will. Thank you, Charlie. Thank you for all your texts and emails. If you want to get in touch with us during the week, it's john@absoluteradio.co.uk. Take care of yourselves. Bye-bye.
John Richardson.
And the John Richardson Show.
There we go. That is this week's podcast. We will be back next week with Angela Barnes. But to Susie Ruffle, thank you very much. Have you got anything? Are you got any gigs coming up you want people to know about?
I'd love for you to know that I'm on tour.
Oh, there you go.
Again, susieruffle.com. And if you've not seen me before, there's loads of clips on YouTube and that.
Yeah, I've not seen you before. What are you doing? What are you doing? Susie's brilliant. So go and see Susie on tour. I'm not on tour, and I think if you've just got through the podcast, you'll probably realise it's for the best. So get all this energy out. I'll sort myself out, and I might go back on tour at some point. But crucially, if during the week you do something good, no matter how good or small, just big or small? Yes, please.
Whatever
yes,
you want.
Let's use the right words. Why not? They're out there, aren't they? Let's just clutch at them. If you do something good, no matter how big or small, just know that I'm out there being a troll. So send it in to justify what I'm doing. John at absoluteradio.co.uk. We'll be back next
week. Little goblin boy.
Wow, huge.
Yeah.
I'm going to go back to Sheffield.
That is a goalkeeper scoring with a header in the 94th minute to progress in the Champions League. That was really big. Susie will be back soon. Catch her on tour. We'll be back next week. Take care. Bye-bye.
John Richardson's Absolute Radio Show.